Dear friends, wonderful people, wherever you are on this planet, we are welcoming you to a very special Radio Biafra broadcast from here in Toronto, in Canada. We are welcoming you wherever you are. We are saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, even good night to some people, because Radio Biafra is received and listened to in every continent, in every country of the world where you have Biafrans with internet accessibility. You can get us via www.radiobiafra.co. You can get us via peopleofbiafra.org. Believe Human Rights. .org or Indigenous People of Biafra.org. We arrived in Toronto this morning, and by the special grace of God, we are here to broadcast to our people all over the world. This is Radio Biafra, a one issue radio station. We are here to accomplish Biafra by whatever means necessary, without apology, without prevarication. We are not retreating, neither we're going to surrender, because we are here to get Biafra in truth and honesty. Any other thing is not acceptable. Any other thing is not acceptable. That is why we are here today in the company and in the home of our brother. We allow him to treat himself. The wife is also here with us. And we have dear friends, they've turned out en masse to come here for us to do this program this very day. If you hear any sort of noise, please do try and bear with us, because this is Radio Biafra. We are in the home of our brother. And he'll be telling us why he allowed Radio Biafra to come to broadcast from. This is my favorite place in the house, in the dining area, from this area. We did something in San Francisco. It was wonderful. It doesn't mean that I like food. I don't like food that much, but I like hanging out in the dining area. It's wonderful. We are welcoming you wherever you are on this planet. Please, please, please go and tell your friends. Go and tell your family, tell your relatives, even tell your enemies as well. Tell them that Radio Biafra is on, because here we learn. We learn every day on Radio Biafra. Who knows what you might be able to learn today? We left Chicago in a very hearty mood, and that mood has continued. Toronto have not disappointed us. They have lived up to expectation. Maureen did fantastically well, as well as the Biafrans you'll be hearing from in a short while here. We are happy to be here. The spirit of Biafra is alive in Canada. They said there's not too many people living in this country. Is that correct? But it's very huge.
There are a lot of people living here.
A lot?
Yes.
Is it? In the U.S., they said there's not a lot of people living here.
There's a lot, but there are different places.
That's why they want to take it over. They say you just want to take over Canada. We are happy to be here. Thank you, all of you, for listening. Those that stayed up until about 4 a.m. London time yesterday, we also thank you, wherever you are on this planet. This is Radio Biafra. For the very first time, we got a caller from Papua New Guinea yesterday, which is astonishing that we have people living in Papua New Guinea. We thank all of you who are dedicated to Radio Biafra and what it stands for. Once again, please, if you go to the top right-hand corner of your screen, you will not see the live button. The reason why it's not been activated is very, very simple reason, that we don't want people to be calling the wrong number. We don't want you to call the wrong number, and for that reason, we have not activated it. Please do try and bear with us. We'll try and get you the number in a second for you to call in about, say, 40 minutes time, as always. The number to call Radio Biafra on, should you wish to contact us today, please, is plus one, isn't it? The same thing as the United States number,
yes,
is that correct?
Yes.
Plus 1-416-627-4323. I repeat, plus 1-416-627-4323. Try to note this number down for the next 4 days, then after that we'll revert back to the old US number that we had. The number to get us on today is plus one, which is the same, Canada uses the same code as US, plus 1-416-627-4323. +1 416 627 4323. On Skype is as normal, just add Radio Biafra, and that's all that you need to do. Add Radio Biafra, you can join us, you can speak to us once the lines are open. Before we proceed, we'll first of all have an introduction, and then we have a man of God here, not the Yoruba type, I hope. A man of God, a genuine man of God, because when men of God come from Yoruba land and take our money, I'm not happy about it. They take 6 billion every week from Igbo land to Yoruba land. It's not right at all. We have a genuine man of God, a Biafran, who is here, who will pray for us today, because we arrived in Toronto here in Canada. I'll start from my left, please. Give us your name, where you come from, not where you grew up, where your people come from. That is what we need. Where your people come from. Your father, you give us your name, your father's name, which is your surname, where you come from, and what you're doing in Canada, please.
My name is Obonye Simon Okoroj, the prophet Maz. You know, I'm from Arichukwu in Abia State. But as well said, I'm from Aroach in Enugu State. When you come to Arichukwu, I'm from Amuvi Village, Okoro Avibo compound, Izuku family. Wake up to Biafra broadcast from Toronto today.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Is that my water? Thank you very much. Thank you. Maybe I was looking for double blessing. If I drink from the same bottle as a man of God, who knows, God will bless me. And please, my dear sister.
Okay. My name is Ogechukwu Ume Ezuma, and I'm from Isoj in Abia State local government, but got married to Arichukwu man.
Yes.
Which is very good thing anyway, because that's I'm from Arichukwu.
Exactly, yes. That's better. You're not from Isuchi anymore. That's where you were born in Isuchi. Now you're from Arichukwu. That's where you come from. Please go ahead, my brother. And that is your wife, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, I won't mention that until you finish. As I have. Go ahead, please.
Okay, thank you. Welcome to Toronto, by the way.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure to meet you, and we honor what you're doing. We commend you, and we give you all the support. I'm here talking to you as a volunteer to this cause, and I'm happy that you're here. I've been able to meet you in person. I'm very delighted.
Thank you.
I've learned a lot of things from your program. I've been following you for a while.
Yes.
Every time I don't listen to you, I feel like something is missing. It's a pleasure finally meeting you, and I can tell you that you're a very gentleman, and what I was expecting is different from what I saw. Very, very handsome man.
People were saying,
Nam is very handsome man, and very, very humble. He's really a man we can work with. He's a very... I give credit to the mom and the father. My name is Uchechukwu Ezuma. I'm from Arichukwu in Abia State. And friends of Biafra around the world and all over the world and Biafras, thank you for allowing us in Toronto to host you guys. And we pray that you listen and you turn in calling with your contributions. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. You didn't welcome us to your home. You should have said, welcome to my home. No, it's your wife. You should do that. Because she's the one cooking. So she will say, welcome to the home. We'll come to that later.
It's the home of every Biafra.
Exactly.
I don't think I need to mention it. Yeah, right. This home is welcome to all Biafras and friends of Biafra.
Yes, it's an honor to be here. To be honest with you, it's a delight to be here. We are very, very happy that we are here today in the home of our brother and the wife, and it's a thing of joy, a thing of honor to be in Toronto, Canada. Please, my dear brother, please give us your name and where you come from, please.
Yes, my name is Pius Ike Dickey. Actually, when you were broadcasting in the U.S., I was...
Yeah, you are the one. Okay, were you the one?
Cleveland.
But in Cleveland.
You're so far off.
Yeah.
Cleveland is in the Midwest.
Yes.
And you were in the Western United States. So
yes.
So far, I couldn't make it out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad I'm here. I live here, but most of the time I'm spending time.
That's very good.
So I'm Pius Ike Dike. I'm from Isekene City, Delta.
Isekene City, yes, yes.
In the state.
Yes. Thank you very much. So you are the one speaking to us all the time when we've been on air, is it?
Yes.
That is wonderful. Thank you very, very much. Please, and to my immediate right.
Yes, you're welcome.
Thank you.
It's a delight to be here. I'm Dibu Kweni.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm Benedict Ngamuchu Ehirim. My middle name is Choma Ezon. For me, an emotional thing.
Yes.
Because I was there from the beginning to the end.
Mm.
I'm a Wonder Rock from 1967 to 1970, January, when the war ended.
Yes.
I left Nigeria in 1975. And then again, maybe you can understand and guess how old I am. I joined the military at 19 years old, Biafran Army. But anyway, here we are today. For me, what you are doing is a new thing. Yes, I'm a theologian. Call me Mazi. The name Reverend sometimes now convey a wrong impression. So Almo Onyibo, I'm a theologian. Okay, my place will be in the universities. It's a delight to be here today.
Thank you very
much. As I said, anything that has to do with Biafra is in my heart.
Wonderful.
Because yes, Nigeria is Nigeria, but I'm Ebaisi.
Yes.
Aumo Onyamike Olo.
Olo?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful.
Aumo Onyamike Olo. Nde neke iha, Aumo Onyamike Olo. Amike, the closer to BSC. After Amike, Girute, Amaparaden, Nkwe. Okay,
yes,
if you are heading towards Okigwe area.
That is correct, yes.
Exactly. And if you are heading towards Onisha area.
Onisha.
Or then give Olo station, give move to Ihoma. And from there, give move to go to Newi, Urala area.
That's correct.
As I said, I have been here for almost 40 years. I visit home occasionally.
Yes.
So I'm more or less a Canadian.
The Canadian, a naturalized Canadian.
Exactly, my thinking. However, an Igbo man is an Igbo man.
Yes.
And I will be an Igbo man until the day I am dead. Okay, I will be an Igbo man and a Biafran.
Yes.
Because that name tells me a lot about where we come from and who we are.
It does.
I appreciate what you are doing. Mm-hmm. For me, it's a new thing. It's the first time being here, being invited by my brother, Simon Okroji.
Yes.
So it's a delight to be here. Ndibai Ndewo.
Thank you very much. Ndewo. This is Radio Biafra. Please, the callers on Skype, we are asking you to wait. We will take all your calls today. We are not in a hurry. My bed is upstairs, so we're not going anywhere. If you want us to stay here for 12 hours, we will stay here for 12 hours. Although I've had little or no sleep about 3 days now. We've been moving from one place to the other. But it's a delight to say that Chicago went very, very well. Before we proceed any further, we'll go to the Reverend. You said you wanted to give us a few words of blessing, is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, please go ahead.
Yes, we have to thank God. Apart from Him, we can do nothing.
Yes.
The future is in His hands. Let us pray.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, we thank you. Because you know the end from the beginning. You know us by name. You know who we are. You know our journey on this planet. Lord, we believe that you have called us for justice, to maintain peace and justice as long as we live in this planet. Lord, we thank you for what you have done, giving us a new life through your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That in Him we can do all things, and through Him we can do all things. Thank you for the eternal life that we have in Him. This is our hope for tomorrow. That when life here is over, we will be with Him forever. We thank you for that. Here we are today, Lord. You know our mission, individual missions. You know our intentions. You see our hearts. You know us even more than we know ourselves. So, Lord, we call upon you. Knowing all these things, help us to pursue the goals that you have set for us as a nation and as individuals. And I pray that your blessings will be upon this home today. Be upon my younger brother who is championing this radio ministry. That's the way I look at it. That you give him wisdom, give him understanding, that you direct his life, help him to know that whatever he accomplishes in this world, that is for you and for your glory. Until the day you will call us to stand before you one by one and to give account of what you have called us to do on this planet. So, Lord, we invite you, take your rightful place. Give us good intention. We also pray for those who are not Biafrans, that wherever they are around the globe, that you bless them. Give them a heart for the people, that they may also pursue peace and justice as long as they live. Yes. So that at the end, Lord, we will all appear before you and be rewarded according to what we have done. May your name be blessed. Thank you for all your blessings. And thank you for Canada, where you have given us a place to stay all these years. May this nation be blessed. May Nigeria be blessed. May Biafra be blessed. Amen. Thank you for hearing us. For we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 When we say for Nigeria to be blessed, it's because of the people we are. We don't wish evil on anybody. We want Nigeria to continue. The romance between Yoruba and Hausa people to continue. We are not against them doing what they are doing, but we are against them treating us the way that they are treating us at the moment. If you're joining us for the very first time, this is Radio Biafra. We're coming to you today live and direct from the home of our dear brother here in Toronto, in Canada, reaching the entire humanity via Radio Biafra. Please, 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 while we're here, please, we are begging and pleading with you to give us some time before you start calling us. Please give us about, say, another 20 minutes before you start calling us. We are pleading with you to try and do that for us. Before we proceed any further, we'll go to bring you the headlines today. We are reporting today on the day 12th of July in the year of our Lord 2013. That's General Sani Abacha's aide. His name is Hamza al-Mustafa, accused of the death of a lot of people, including the wife of Abiola. A lady by the name Kudirat Abiola has been released from jail. He was convicted, for those following this very story, he was convicted in January of this year of murder and sentenced to hang. It took very many years since Abacha fell for the decision to hang this man to be reached in January. We are now in July. An appeal court has now quashed the conviction, and he is now free to go back to northern Nigeria. We'll be looking at the implications of this for everybody that believes in justice, for everybody who believes in fairness, and to what Nigeria is doing to the psyche of people. We are also reporting that the Christian Association of Nigeria met the amnesty panel over the amnesty for Boko Haram, and the engagement ended in a deadlock. Can an amnesty panel meeting ends in a deadlock? We are also reporting that the perennial commentator Wole Soyinka is blaming Goodluck Jonathan for the crisis in Rivers State. Wole Soyinka blaming Jonathan for the crisis in Rivers State. We'll be asking, where has Wole Soyinka been all these years? Why is it that whenever a Yoruba person is in power, they never talk, they never complain? Once somebody else is there, the entire Yoruba machinery will rise up to begin to criticize that person. Wole Soyinka has once again spoken. Today we are asking the northern people of Nigeria, based on what our brother reminded me before we came on air, why don't we have federal character when it comes to oil block allocation? That's our question today, because as El-Rufai is saying, he is saying that Geziani, who is the oil minister, should not award oil blocks. If an oil minister cannot award oil blocks, what is she there doing in the first place? And why can't we have federal character when it comes to oil block allocation in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria? Because Nigeria is a zoo. 11 governors, we are saying, is in opposition to emergency rule in River State. They are planning to introduce emergency rule in River State. Those are our headlines today and the news in detail. We are telling you today that a close aide to former Nigerian military ruler Sani Abacha has been acquitted of killing the wife of politician Moshood Abiola after spending 14 years in prison. Major Hamza al-Mustafa was sentenced last year to hang for ordering the killing of Kudrat Abiola. She was shot dead in 1996, 3 years after the election of her husband as the president of Nigeria, being Moshood Abiola. These elections were annulled by Abacha, who seized power. He went on to become one of Nigeria's most notorious military rulers, accused of stealing billions of dollars from the oil-rich nation. Abacha and Abiola both died in 1998, paving the way for the end of decades of military rule the following year. This is what we're reporting, that Hamza al-Mustafa, notorious for killing a lot of people, was jailed. He's been in jail for 14 years. They've released him because the Yorubas don't have the metal to convict and execute a Hausa person. That is the type of country you have. A country where if you steal a recharge card, they kill you. If you steal 2,000 naira, you'll be sentenced to life imprisonment or worse. Yet somebody who is a known killer, known to everybody as a bona fide killer and looter of treasure, is today working as a free person. That is the gift that Nigeria has given to us as a people. We are reporting that a meeting between the leadership of the Christian Association of Nigeria and members of the Presidential Committee on Dialogue and Peaceful Resolution of Security Challenges in the North, a mouthful of a name, ended in deadlock on Thursday in Abuja. This came as the umbrella Christian body kicked against the composition of the committee, threatening not to accept any recommendation made by the panel. The committee chairman and minister of special duties, Alhaji Tanimu Turaki, who is heading this Boko Haram settlement committee, had, while highlighting the committee's terms of reference, solicited the support of Khan in the peace process. They kill Christians. They arrange to pay money to Muslims from oil gotten from Christian lands, and then they exclude Christians from it. And you'll be surprised to know that the Christian Association of Nigeria is made up of Yoruba people. They have not been killing them in the north, but they are there as usual. They always arrive late to conspire and to reap where they have not sown. He went on to say that we are not only soliciting your understanding, he's not referring to Khan, we are also seeking the support of the Christian community in Nigeria. Boko Haram will kill Christians, they take the money belonging to Christians and pay to the Muslims, and they tell us that all is well. Nigeria is indeed a very sad case. Nobel laureate Professor Wole Soyinka yesterday blamed President Goodluck Jonathan for the political crisis rocking River State, warning that Nigeria was fast sliding towards monarchism, the system of government where too much power is vested in one person. Wole Soyinka is a learned man, so he must know that Yoruba people love monarchy. You have the Oni of Ife and your Obas littered everywhere. You are already running a monarchy. These are the sort of problems you are encountering in that useless zoo called Nigeria, that you have one system of government for the governance of the local people and another tier of government from God knows where that came from. They call it democracy. But any impartial observer looking at Nigeria will know that the people there are crazy themselves. He then wanted to say that the governor, Rotimi Amaechi, who was crying out yesterday that the state is under siege, going by the prevalent violence, disturbances and fracas going on in recent times. This culminated in Tuesday's chaos witnessed at the House of Assembly and its ripple effect on Wednesday. This is what is happening in Nigeria. We can't go on reporting because there is no good news to report. We are also letting you know the former Federal Capital Territory Minister Malam Nasser Ahmed El-Rufai yesterday said that the powers of the President and Minister for Petroleum to award oil blocks should be curtailed. This same man never said anything when Babangida was in charge. They never said anything when Shekari was in charge. When Abacha was in charge, nobody said anything. When Buhari was in charge, nobody complained. When Gowon was in charge, nobody made a noise. It is only now that somebody from the so-called South-South is in power that they are telling us that the power to allocate oil blocks should be curtailed. God, hypocrisy.
11 governors and opposition political parties have condemned the crisis in River State, describing it as a ploy by the federal government to declare emergency rule in the oil-rich state. They made the claim just as the embattled governor of the state, Rotimi Amaechi, told visiting members of the Senate Committee on State and Local Government Administration that the state, Rivers, was under siege. Amaechi's allegation is almost in tandem with the Niger State Governor Babangida Ali's belief that the Commissioner of Police, River State Command Joseph Mbo, had become the governor of the crisis-ridden state. The 11 opposition governors who are members of the Action Congress of Nigeria, All Nigerian People's Party Congress for Progressive Change and All Progressives Grand Alliance said in a statement in Abuja on Thursday that what was happening in River State was an assault on Nigeria's democracy. Nigeria's democracy is being assaulted on a daily basis. There is nothing new about this news. It is what obtains in a zoo. Those are our headlines and also our very brief summary of the news the way we see it. We will now go around the table one after the other to ask our panelists here what they make of it and what their thoughts, opinions, or views are on the news we're presenting today. Please, if we can start with you. Your name, once again, is very important so that when people phone in, they want to address you by your name so that they can link your name to your voice. Please, go ahead.
My name is Maazi Obonio Courage from Arochukwu State. Arochukwu town in Abia State. We've heard all that we said, like Nigeria is not a place for us. We talk of one Nigeria, that's a fallacy. Like I was telling the director this morning, we will talk about federal characters. This is what is setting Nigeria back. We go for soccer and everything, we're beating because we talk of federal character, we don't take the best players. We talk of allocation of funds. How about the allocation of the oil blocks?
That's correct, yes.
You know, we will have 85% of the oil block going to the north. Where is the federal characters there? And the rest is maybe to Obasanjo and the rest of us. And out of this meager block revenue from the block we're getting, they're compensating Boko Haram from that block. Nigeria is a fallacy. And the other time I was listening, they were talking about marginalization of the North. Marginalization of the North? Please. This I, a fact, my granddad told me why we call these people outside is because the Hana Osaranala, you know, we live in Omaha, we go through our outside street to their mosque. You see them lying by their mosque. Hawosaranala. That's why we call them Hausa. And in the, when was it? I think it was during Babangida time. They had this thing they call nomadic education. What did that do? These people used that to siphon funds and, you know, embezzle the fund. Well, talk of marginalization, please. We better tell ourselves the truth in my heart, but let's tell ourselves the truth. Thank you, Madrasa.
Thank you very much for that. It's quite poignant that people don't realize that even when it comes to education, they want to dumb down your children's education so they become as illiterate as Hausa Fulani kids. When it comes to any other aspect of human existence in that zoological republic, they are quick to talk about equality, quick to talk about federal character. But when it comes to allocation of oil blocks, they don't talk about federal character anymore. 83% of what is gotten in our lands, in Biafra land, goes to the north, which is rather very, very sad. I don't know what our dear sister makes of it, please.
For based on the Biafran and as a Biafran daughter, I think we have to sit up. Because there's a lot of things going on in Nigeria which we are not aware of. And through this Radio Biafra, it's giving us the insights and we should sit up and try to fight it. We will also think, because those people that fought it, they didn't win. And so what? When they did it, it's different. Now we, the younger ones, if we think you are younger, if you think you're older, we have a different way to fight to get this Biafra. And that is what we are doing through this media. And it is very important. Any Biafran people, women, children, men, wherever you are in this world, listening, think about your children. How are they going to live if you are nowhere to be found? You have to try and get this Biafra. That's my own point. I know so many people have different reasons. What are we going to gain? What are you are not gaining anything except freedom. That's what you want to get. You have to be in your own land, reap your own fruit, and rest, not when you walk at the Sunday, you will eat it the same at the Sunday. We cannot be eating always in under the sun. So to my own contribution, I think it is very fair and it is very urgent that we all sit up, think like one. Let us not be discriminative in anything. Let's do it and do it now. Now is the best time to do it.
Thank you very much. I've always said that wherever I go to preach Biafra or to draw people closer to Biafra so they can connect with their brothers and sisters all over the world, when there is a woman, there is always a difference. I've also been on record as saying that apart from what happened with Ekumeku and the seven sons that left Arochukwu a while back to go and fight and organize resistance against white people in our land individually, we have never done anything as a collective, but our women has always been at the forefront of making sure that our honor and dignity is protected. I keep bringing up these dates. The Oru riots was in 1923. It even predates the 1929 riots in Aba, when our women rose up, the first people to rise up against colonial rule in the whole of Africa. They also came to our rescue in 1947, during the coal riots, when their husbands were excluded from the coal pits in Enugu. They did as they could then to restore some degree of honor and integrity to us as a people. And when Radio Biafra moves around and talks and we see women and we encounter them, our example is our dear lady in London, Wada Marachokba, we'll call her because she's married, whose presence has made it possible for Radio Biafra Editorial Board to be where it is today. So it is not only an honor, it is a delight to be here. Throughout our tour of the United States, we met quite a few women, and we're still meeting them. So to be confronted with the presence of a lady wearing her home is a joy to behold, and we're very grateful for that. So, husband, if I can call you husband. You know, there's some of us here went to government college. What, is this a government college conspiracy or what? Is it a government college or Omwahia conspiracy?
No.
Yes, majority of us here went to government college or Omwahia, which is a good thing. Our orientation and our upbringing is second to none, we would like to think. Did your wife convert you or did you convert her to Biafra? Who converted who? Or was it... He converted you.
He's
a good husband. He needs to win an award. Please go ahead. What would you like to say regarding what happened?
Thank you very much, and wonderful delivery of your broadcast.
Thank you.
To me, first of all, the father fought in that war. My wife.
Your father-in-law fought in the war.
Yeah, very, you know, seriously, and he has wounds everywhere to prove it. But that's by the way. The reason we are here, you said and made a comment about Wole Soyinka and fought on what is happening in Nigeria.
Yes.
To me, my focus is what is happening in Nigeria is immaterial to me. Yeah, I can care less. But it's just that in the interest of fairness, it would be good if Nigeria can help itself, you know. But me, I'm focusing what we are going to achieve with this Radio Biafra. You know, yes. The moment is now. We have to grab the bull by the horn.
Yes, yes.
We are going to achieve it, and the tactics we are going to achieve it is unlike anything we've seen before.
It's going
to be done intellectually and through the media, and we are pleading for all the Igbo think tank all over the world. Please, those that are sitting on the fence, there is nothing violent about this program. There is no need sitting on the fence. You see how what is happening in Igbo land. If we are able to achieve this transmitter and be able to broadcast, I can assure you within a month, things will begin to change. Even when Biafra has not been realized, but at the moment, there is urgency of now, so that things will begin to transform itself. The politicians that are ruling us will be called to count. And this media will serve as a watchdog for all the Biafras all over the world, both diaspora and home, especially both those that are home, because they are the one taking the heat every day. There is no hospitals, there is kidnappers, there is a modern day slavery. People are burning kids everywhere and people are trying to pay them for it. You know, these are abomination is never been heard in the Biafra land. You know, people are roaming around. Kids don't want to go to school anymore. School. You know, their priorities are different. Please, whatever you can contribute, whichever way you can help Radio Biafra to be on the air, so we can actualize our realization of purchasing this transmitter, so it will begin to broadcast at the latest in the next month or two. I plead with all of you. You guys have all the means to do this.
Yes.
I know these people, but I don't know where they. If you don't want your name to be mentioned, just go and donate. Nobody will mention your name. If you are related to a politician, you are worried about what they will think if you are a member of this. Don't worry about that. Nobody, just do not, in silence, nobody will mention your name. But you know where your heart is. This is something we are begging you. Please, this is not a Microsoft forum. This is different. You know, this is not talks running this thing. These people that are running this thing, elder council. These are impeccable men that you cannot question their character. I'm nobody to these people. These are the people I look up to. Please, whatever you can do to support, however little it is, $20, $100, $50 on a monthly basis, make your pledge. Please, I beg you guys, I beg all of you. Tell your friends, tell people that are not even Biafrans, but they are sympathetic to our cause. Please, spread the news. Distribute flyers. Wherever you go, don't be ashamed. Stand up for who you are. We are all Biafrans and Igbos. Whatever you do now, so that your kids, one day you visit Igbo land in a safe environment, so we can grow as a people. So you'll be proud to show your kids where you come from. Even though they don't want to move back there, but they will be proud and held yourself high. In every society they go to, when they are asked, they will say, I'm a Biafra. That is our goal, and we are going to achieve it. And I beg and ask all of you to listen and begin to... the spirit will call on you. This is the call of the willing. We are not going to be forced anybody. We are not going to, you know, force you to do the... do what you don't want to do, but I plead with you, if it calls to your conscience and listening to us, Nnamdi is the host and he's traveled all over the world in different areas that are Biafrans are residing and preaching this gospel. We pray that God will continue to bless him, and it's a media that God has sent to us to be able to disperse this message all around the world for Igbo to represent himself and sanitize Igbo land. In the name of God, in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. Thank you very much. Let's go and take this call before we proceed. We have a caller on the line. Please give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello?
Yes, give us your name and where you are. Your name and where you are.
My name is Anyawo Jacob. From Imo State, Bezo Kata.
You're calling from Qatar, yes?
Yeah, I'm calling from Qatar. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I just want to appreciate. Yeah, I just want to appreciate what you are doing over there. Really, it's really nice. So, just want to appreciate what you are doing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good. Biafra is fine.
Yes, yes. Have you joined the Facebook group at all? Are you on Facebook with us?
I'm on Facebook with
you. Have you added all your friends to the Facebook group?
Yeah.
You have. Wonderful. Okay. Keep listening and keep spreading the message, yeah?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You are doing a great job. My regard to your friend, Ben Ravage. You know, it's a matter for me.
Uche Zuma is our host here in. Is it Ontario or Toronto? Which one is it?
Toronto is the city. Ontario.
Thank you. Like an Igbo name, when you guide them, I'll take
an Igbo name. A nickname here in Toronto, Canada. You know, they're gentle, they're not as rough as Americans.
Okay. It should be the US.
In the US, yes.
It's
in the US.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I'm grateful.
That's okay. You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, this is Radio Biafra for joining us. We have our brother here. You were tracking. You did follow us back to Canada.
Actually, I came back on Tuesday.
On Tuesday.
Yeah.
That is wonderful. So, how about the people you left in the USA? They're okay?
Yeah, they're good.
Wonderful. I was explaining to our host here that they treat flights from the US coming to Canada as a local flight, and I'm saying maybe because they can charge for the luggage. I have never experienced traveling from one country to the other, international flight, and you're being asked to pay for your luggage, only in the US. I think they take capitalism to the extreme. I think.
Yeah.
Yes, please go ahead. What would you like to say? Go ahead.
Yeah, it's about RFI's views about allocation of oil blocks.
Yes. He doesn't want Desiani to allocate oil.
That to me, you know, didn't come to me as a surprise, because like you said, they've had all this oil block all to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I think they see everything slipping away from them, because naturally they're very lazy people. Most of these people are very lazy people. They like to reap where they don't sow.
Yes.
So all these years they've had the one all the way down to even Obasanjo. They never said anything, because Obasanjo was there for them.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have somebody from where they're getting the oil from. And that would be very stupid of Jonathan if he doesn't try and rectify some of these things before he leaves. Because if he leaves and he doesn't take care of this thing, nobody's going to take care of it. So RFI now coming up and saying they have to curtail the powers of the minister in terms of allocation of oil block is the biggest hypocrisy you can think of.
Yes.
Because where was he when this same thing was going on? When even Obasanjo was minister of petroleum under his own, for 8 years it was.
That is correct, yes.
And he maintained the 85% allocation of oil block to the north.
Yes.
He didn't touch it. So now they're coming up with this nonsense about curtailing powers of ministers. The minister of petroleum.
It's terrible.
Then another thing is this about Wole Soyinka, you know, saying good luck, but the president is responsible for the problem going on in the Rivers State. I think that is, nothing can be further from the truth. There is no evidence linking Jonathan to this problem they have in Rivers State.
So there's no evidence. Why are they saying that then? Why are they saying
because
that?
Because these people just want to create, they just want to give this man a bad name. It is the Yoruba-Hausa Alliance.
Yeah.
If you know, they have this Nigerian Governors Forum election,
yes,
in which they imposed, the North imposed Amaechi, the River State Governor,
mm-hmm,
on that body.
Yes.
Then
so they can use it to destabilize Jonathan.
To make him as if he's causing problems all over the place.
Yes.
You know, some of them were opposed to the state of emergency
in the north. Yeah. So they want to get another one in the south. So that there's no emergency in the south.
So the same Soyinka, if he's saying Jonathan is acting like a monarchy or whatever, where was he? Why is he not condemning Tinubu? Tinubu has the entire southwest under his command.
Yes. He's the ruler, the monarch.
The entire southwest. How come he's not condemning that area? How come he's not saying Tinubu is acting like a monarchy? Because whatever it says in the southwest is what happens.
It's what goes, yes. Yes.
It had a, during the last presidential election in 2011,
mm-hmm.
it had Ribadu on that ACN.
Yes.
But when it's time, when it was time to vote, he directed his own people to vote for Jonathan and leave his own candidate, which was Ribadu.
That is Nigerian politics. It fills you with dread.
That's terrible for you.
It's terrible. That is terrible. That is what happens in Nigeria. Only in Nigeria, the Zoological Republic.
All this talk about Jonathan is responsible. It's all load of, like you said, they have the media. So whatever they put out there, people don't think. They just imbibe whatever they put out there.
That is correct.
That's why I'm glad we have the Radio Biafra.
Just, of course.
You know,
to correct most of the lies.
Because there are so much lies going on in Nigeria that the people are really, really, people don't use their head. Whatever they just put out there
is what they accept.
Yeah.
Let's take this call and then we'll go to the Reverend to bring a kind of a spiritual perspective to this whole thing, because we hope that God is in heaven watching us this very day. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are, please. Hello? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Are you talking to me?
This is Radio Biafra. Who else would I be talking to? We are talking to you.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yes, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Germany.
You're calling from, which part of Germany are you in?
I'm calling from Rottenburg.
Rottenburg in Germany. Go ahead, the world is listening. Go ahead.
Okay, I have to thank you and also thank you for your job well done. All this while I've been traveling, and yesterday with the Equal Share, it was really wonderful. Yesterday was the greatest day in our life, believe me.
Yes.
We listened. And I hope today will be good and very interesting as well, that the Canadians will turn up.
They're here already. They are here already.
And I just want to talk about what Wei Soyinka was saying, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, of course, I respect him because he was the only Yoruba person that condemned the Biafra war. I respect him for that. But there's something, another thing is that Yoruba person is still a Yoruba person, no matter what. That's not how you wash us, that it will never smell shit. That's the point. He was attacking good luck. It's not because he knew very good for the Portaco people, Yoruba people. He's not doing it, but they are afraid that really, because this place is where Hausa people hold hand and Yorubas hold hand, this Portaco. Everybody's really is like a Portaco is in the, for them a battleground where two elephants are fighting. You know?
Yes.
Ameshi is their person. And you know that's why Ameshi put the Yoruba in his name. All these people they have their agent.
Mm-hmm.
Yoruba have their own agent, also have their own agent in this particular port.
Yes.
Because all people knew that the Portaco is where the oil lies. Forgetting the Port Harcourt is not where there's no oil in the Port Harcourt. Did you see that's of course one thing that is causing all this problem? You see, Oresha tells you want to protect the interests of Yorubas. And you know that their man is this man, this governor. If this man is out, then opposing person that cannot cooperate with Yoruba also enters there, that is a fair game. So he wanted to come out as a figure to people all that this man Ameshi is a very good governor, and our president is humiliated, tried to bring him down just only to cause problem. He also himself accusing good luck of causing problem. His ways also will cause problem in that river state.
That's correct. Yes,
because he started appointing accusing finger on president's wife.
Yes, he was accusing her of acting like a monarchy. Stay where you are. Let us try and take this call. Stay where you are. Stay where you are, Zemba. Stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are. We are broadcasting from Ontario. Is that correct? In Toronto, in Canada. Go ahead.
My name is Dean Nyeke from Anambra State. I want to thank you, Mazen Nlamdi. God will bless you billions of times. You may not understand what you are doing, but our people at home are appreciating you. What you are doing is trying to liberate our people from bondage. Your dear people at home are living in bondage. My dear people all over the world. Right now as we speak, we don't have lights, we are not listening to the program because network is down. Please, I want to make contribution on the discussion going on Facebook, but I want us to use the platform of the church. The church has taken us backwards in Nigeria because everything we discuss here is a miracle. People so much believe in miracle. People have been brainwashed. They don't think again, and my dear friends all over the world. We don't think again. They have taken us backwards, and we use them to move forward. Because the only way we can use them is to preach the gospel of Biafra. Right there at the altar, that is the only way out. This is my contribution, as I don't know what you people are discussing this night.
I know. All that problem will be a thing of the past very shortly. We are hoping and praying that our brothers, our sisters all over the world, not just in the US and Canada, we'll be able to come together. We include those in Germany, we include those in Britain, those in Australia, those in all the parts of the world can come together so that we can get a transmitter. Once we get the transmitter and radio, Biafra is broadcasting every evening into every home in Biafra land, there will be a change. Ndibo, one day my head. Biafrans are intelligent people. All you need is to give them the right education, the right knowledge, they will make the right decisions for themselves. That is how it works. We are not going to change.
Okay.
This is what we are doing here. Thank you very much for calling. People are suffering back home. Thank you for calling. Let us go to, please, Ezemba, stay where you are on the line. Let us go to our dear brother here who is a priest as well. He's a reverend. I'm a bishop.
As I said earlier, I don't believe
you're a scholar.
I don't believe in titles.
Good.
The last speaker somehow conveyed the sense that the church is also brainwashing people and maybe confusing people.
Yes.
I'm not going to speak very much on that, but I have this to say. We have to look at life from two directions.
Yes.
There is a horizontal direction.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, again, as I said, I wasn't really prepared. My reason for coming here, a brother invited me to come and see what is going on.
Yes, yes.
So I was not really prepared.
That's okay.
When I stepped out of my home, and I'm not prepared, but I'm going to say a few things. We have to look at life from two directions. As I said, a horizontal direction and a vertical direction.
Yes.
We have to maintain a relationship with God because we come and we go.
Yes.
And the question is,
but God
does life have any meaning and purpose?
Yes.
We have always to ask that question.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. We have always to ask that question. Now, I have to ask, how is God seeing the issue of Biafra and Nigeria?
Yes.
Is God in support of Biafrans and against Nigerians? When I opened with prayer here, I prayed for Nigeria. God loves every human on this planet.
Yes.
And he wants us to know him.
Yes,
he wants us to have a relationship with him.
Yes.
So I'm not talking about, when I talk about church, I don't talk about religion. I talk about a personal relationship with he who gave us life.
Yes.
So I'm not very, in fact, I have little to say about Nigerian politics. Because as far as I'm concerned, it is crude, it is dirty. All I see in the hearts of people is greed. In fact, many people do not know even why we exist. And they may not know until they get up one day and it is finished.
Yes.
But they have to move to another life because man never dies.
That is correct.
We will live forever. And we are accountable to him who has given us life. So while we are here, as I mentioned, horizontal direction,
yes,
we have to live. Yes, it calls for social justice. Social justice at every level.
Mm-hmm.
We have to accept people for who they are. Okay? They are human beings created by God, and they have rights, human rights. So we have to respect that at all levels.
Yes.
So the reason why I'm interested, especially with the voice of Biafra, I think it's the voice that will give the Igbos a standing to dialogue with the rest of Nigeria. If we as calling one Nigeria as we did to keep Nigeria one is a task that must be done, I don't have problem with that. However, I have problem when it is hypocrisy as you identify. When we say we want to be one Nigeria, however, no, all the reason why we want to be one Nigeria is for what we can get from it, not what we can give to the generations to come.
Yes.
So I have, even with my own Igbos who are listening to this, we have a challenge. As I look at, I read internet quite very seldom I get to know what is going on in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
You could see that in the heart of we Igbos, if you examine that, is what is moving us to do the things we are doing.
Mm-hmm.
75% of the time, you could sense greed in the heart of man. What I am saying, this radio station, why we should support it, why I personally should support it, is a voice that will bring us on the table with the rest of the Nigerians. We sit down and say, we have tried one Nigeria for so many years. Now, to let the Igbos go, dear friends, what's wrong with that?
Nothing. Nothing.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing at all.
Whatever we have in common, mm-hmm. let's sit down at the table and say, all right, after all, it's democracy. If the people decide to go,
mm-hmm.
and the rest of the people, why should they say no?
That's
okay,
enough.
So Biafrans, we have fought the war, and it has been a long, getting to 40 years, from 1970 when the war ended till now. It's a long time.
It is, yes.
And we have been still, it's like the Igbos are still fighting for their place in Nigeria. It shouldn't be. We fought the war to separate. This time, there's no point for fighting a war. Because when civilized people, if we are civilized, is to give people the right for self-determination. Right. There's nothing wrong in that.
That's correct. Let's take this call. We'll come back to you because I'm going to like the points you're making. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello?
Yes, give us your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Chuks Odu. I'm calling from Toronto.
Chuks Odu from Toronto. Where do you
yes.
come from in Biafra land? Kebe Seputa, na Igbo, Mawala Biafra.
It's na Obolafo.
Obolafo. Wonderful, wonderful. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening to your voice right now. Go ahead.
Okay, what is the purpose of this Radio Biafra, please?
The purpose of Radio Biafra is to remove our people from all the way in Ebanke down to Opobo, from the contraption and the happenings within the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, to remove us and return us to the way of God, the path of righteousness and of truth, to remove us from the bondage, from the yoke imposed upon us by the British that hand delivered us to the Hausa Fulani Caliphate in Sokoto, to remove us from bombings and from kidnapping, to remove us from bribery and corruption, to remove us from joblessness, to remove us from prostitution, to remove us from homelessness, to remove us from hunger, from poverty, from destitution. That's why we exist. And this is Radio Biafra.
Okay. But do you know a lot of states in Igbo land are still agitating for more states? For example, Nsukka wants another state because as of now, they have Enugu state. Abakaliki has been divided from Enugu. So as of now, Enugu is agitating for that state. If you still want, we are talking of Biafra. Biafra seems to, we are talking of Biafra to be one, or Biafra to be divided into Anambra, Imo, Abakaliki, Ebonyi, and the rest. I'm just wondering if, as of now, everybody is agitating for more states, and the essence of Biafra in those days is to separate from Nigeria. As you see, as of now, Igbos, even here in Toronto, we are not even together. Look at how Anambra State are killing themselves. Aspa, Asa, all those things, Imo State, dividing into pieces. Mm. And yes, we still agitating for Biafra. I think the good thing that myself, I fought at Mpo Junction. I was at 5th Battalion under Colonel Achuze. From there we went to ROB through Ataniduchi.
Yes.
So I fought there. I got injured at Onisha sector. I was taken to Ihala Hospital in 1968. So I'm one of those Biafra soldiers. So to me, what is happening? This is Biafra. Maybe good thing is too that Biafra didn't even exist. Look at what the numbers killing themselves. Those two knows, they think that they know everything.
Yes, can I?
So to me, if you create a problem like this, maybe we are just exposing us for the Nigerian government to come after us.
Yes.
That is the problem.
Thank you. Let me respond to you. Did you say you are a Biafran soldier?
That's correct.
Did you see action? You saw action.
Continue.
Then I expect you to speak like a Biafran soldier, because once a Biafran soldier, always a soldier till the day you die.
Yes. Let me tell you, I enlisted the 5th Battalion.
Yes.
1968. So we fought at Onisha. So our objective was to remove the Nigerians at one hospital very close to where they have seminary. Do you follow me?
Yes.
So that was it at Mpo Junction.
Did your battalion succeed in accomplishing their task? Did you people execute what was directed given to you to execute? Did you succeed in capturing the hospital?
Pardon me?
Did you succeed in securing your objective, the hospital you were asked to go and capture?
When were you born? When were you born? I was born in 1947. When were you born?
When I was
that
born.
Were you born during the war?
Will come to me in a while. I want to address what you're saying. After the other.
You see Palestinians, what Palestinians are fighting Israelis?
Mm-hmm.
Fighting with stone. Exactly what we have and did.
Can you allow me to respond to you?
That gave us Haiti.
Hang on.
Recognized us and fought with Haiti weapon.
Are you going to listen to me?
I'm listening to yourself.
If you want to listen to me, then you listen. If you talk to me, I will talk to you. If you respect me and listen to me, I'll respect you and listen to you.
Okay.
In Canada, how many provinces do you have in Canada?
Tell me. How many provinces do you have in Canada?
You have so many provinces,
yes.
According to your own words. There is nothing wrong with having even more provinces where we come from. Anybody who don't understand the Igbo nature sees the agitation for autonomous community or creation of state as something bad. We are expressing our desire to be free as a people.
Why are you going to be free? Is that by arms or what?
No.
If you want to be free, you cannot be. Why not go back to Nigeria
and try to support yourself? Listen to me very carefully, please. You are in a place where there is water and good road and possibly you have a car. If you say to us, go back home, it's because you've not been following Radio Biafra. We went back home and broadcasted on 89.2 in Port Harcourt, in Aba, in Owerri, in Onitsha, Nnewi, Enugu, and Lagos. Go and Google it. We came to Lagos, we told them we are in the enemy territory in Lagos, and we broadcasted from Lagos. I broadcasted Radio Biafra on 89.2 in Lagos. For you telling me that you're a Biafran soldier talking like a coward is very, very unbecoming of somebody who fought for his country.
Okay. I'm sure you didn't fight that war.
I have fought more than a war. Such cowardice cannot get us anywhere. You are in another person's place. Do you know how many people died to build Canada? Do you know how many died to build the United States of America? Do you know how many people died in this country to build this same country today?
We have to address the problem of corruption we have over there. Corruption is killing us in Nigeria and Igbos in particular. Give an Igbo cent, he will abandon his fatherland. Look at it. If you go to the north,
are you sure you
go to the north? And everything. So the problem we have is greed. Igbos are so greedy and are very selfish and wicked.
Thank you very much.
You follow me?
Thank
okay?
You, thank you
so
very
continue,
much. But Radio Biafra is here. Hang on.
You don't have any good job.
Hang on. If you can okay. Debate, if you want to debate, you debate. I'll give you all the time in the world.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, listen. Continue, but you guys are wasting your time. Bye.
What? I love such people. Is that what you have in Canada? Are you sure these people are in Canada? Yes, please, yeah. Go ahead.
And I think I have to come in here
to
finish what I was saying.
Yes.
The objective of Radio Biafra, as I see it, is to be a voice for the Igbos, wherever they are around the globe, to express themselves and to talk about their problem. And in so doing, we can be able to say, okay, where are we going from here? I don't see us fighting with anybody. What we are fighting is injustice in Nigeria. And my take of it, if injustice is to continue, why can't Biafrans, Igbos, the indigenous of eastern part of Nigeria, what is it holding us from saying, all right, we have had enough, we want to be on our own as we've been fighting? That's the reason why before the war. When we celebrated Ojukwu's Memorial Day, I wrote maybe 25 to 30 pages published here in Toronto, okay, detailing my experience of the war from the beginning, 1966, when there was a problem in the north, Igbo slaughtered. So I gave the history, an eyewitness history of all that happened. What Radio Biafra, my take of what this mission is to bring Igbos at a place where we can start to have a constructive dialogue on how we can have a future on our own. Now, the last caller mentioned something about Igbos fighting. Brothers and brothers will fight. In fact, there's a fight going on now between Abia and Imo, as I read on the internet. But I call that, sometimes we shouldn't be afraid to express ourselves. All right? That's freedom. So, but that has nothing to do with all the Igbos. Even if we have a 1,000 Igbo organizations in Toronto, no, we can fight, we can quarrel,
yes.
But that is human nature.
It is.
We are wicked. The heart of man is full of wickedness. We are greedy. We pursue our own interests. But when we become a country, then we can get laws that can address such greediness.
We'll come to that in a second. Let's take this call. And I hope it's our effective. Hello, this is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. This is Ekibo calling from New York City, from Bronx, New York City.
From New York City. Go ahead. The world is listening. This is Radio Biafra from Ontario City near Toronto in Canada. Go ahead.
Why I called is because of the last caller who mentioned about that what you are doing is just in vain. To be honest with you, I'm very, very angry with that person.
Yes.
I'm very, very. Are you hearing me?
Don't be angry. Yes, the world is hearing you, not just me and our people here in the studio here in America.
Okay, I'm very, very angry because of the last caller. He was saying that what you people are doing is just in vain. I don't expect him to say such a thing, even if I wasn't born when Biafra War started and how it went through. But I don't know, but due to experience and what I've been taught about, I'm still angry today. I can't see the reason why someone who said he's a soldier is telling us that what we are doing is nonsense.
He was not a soldier. Everybody can come. My father told me about the story of the war. I can come and say, we moved from Abakaliki, we went into Zakali, we did it. I asked, he said they had a mission. I said, as a platoon member, did you accomplish your mission as a Biafran soldier? And the answer was no. So he's a coward, he didn't fight for Biafra.
Yes, and another thing I want to touch is that Biafrans cannot be together before we achieve Biafra, before we realize Biafra. But from my own view, from my own scene of things, something tragic must happen to draw the attention of the world, and the Biafrans can unite by then and to say no. But this is, we are just in the process to let the people, the world know what is going about before we can realize Biafra.
Thank you very much.
I think such a person, if such quote from him is repeated again, we are going to curse him. I don't like it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. He wasn't even a soldier. We'll come to you then. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Director.
Yes, yes. Barrister Mamezu.
Good evening.
Good evening. This is Radio Biafra. We are in Toronto. Is that correct? We're in Toronto. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, first of all, let me thank the Americans that looked after you for the past 3 weeks.
Yes.
Especially Chidera, who was going about with you and reading all the whole news with you. I was expecting her voice this evening, but she isn't there.
Is that why you called? To find out what happened to her?
No.
Okay.
I'm calling to thank those ones that have looked after you.
Yes, yes.
And still will be looking after you, because I know you'll be going back to the USA after Canada.
That's correct, yes.
So we thank the Americans, all of them, including those who did not even appear, but I know they will be appearing.
Yes.
As you know that I'm always positive in my thinking.
That's correct, yes.
I also thank those who are there sitting with you, all the Canadians, those who are in Toronto, thanking them that they are hosting not only Nnamdi, but the whole Biafrans.
That's correct.
We thank you for all the support they've given you and how you are managing as well. The guy who just called, who claimed to be somebody who fought for Biafra, only 1 year, I think he said 67, then 68 he was injured. He ended up in hospital and that was the end of fight. And he claimed he fought for Biafra.
Mm-hmm. Yes, go ahead.
Come on air to say that we are wasting our time. You see, Director, this is what I always say. Some of your people will discourage you. Some of Biafrans will even tell you that there will not be any Biafra. And then what is he doing abroad? Why can't he go home and stay there and then says we are wasting our time? It's okay for him. You put a couple of questions before him. How many provinces? Others build the nation where you are. Some people died because of where you are.
Of course.
You presented it to him, but he chickened out. He cannot stand for the argument. You see, my heart bleeds when our people have been deceptive, not only to themselves, also to those people who are also weak in mind. Some people will listen to his assertion, and then they will think that, yes, we are wasting our time. We are not wasting our time. He will be one of those doubters. Even some people, when they were told that Jesus Christ resurrected, they did not believe it. It's always the case. Not everybody will listen to you. Not everybody will take to your note. Jesus Christ told his apostles, wherever you go, people will receive you. Take them, thank them, and bless them. If you are rejected, just dust your foot before their door and find your way.
That's
what you're doing.
Thank you very much.
Tell you harsh words. Forget it.
I'm not concerned, no. He wasn't a Biafran soldier, so I'm not concerned. We know who the soldiers are here, and they will tell us their story in a minute.
Yes.
He's not a true soldier at all.
When you are talking to somebody, the moment you ask him, where is he from? He hesitated before he said where he came from. See, this is how we know people who are fake. You don't need to hesitate to say where you came from, or hesitate even to say your name.
Yes.
Where did you come from? He hesitated. I saw something coming on. And of course, it did come on.
Yes.
Never mind. We have millions behind us.
Of course.
If you go to the Facebook, you know that for the past week, this has increased. Of Somebody course. Was saying to me, why are they squabbling? I said, forget about the squabbling. We have a mission.
Yes.
Everybody should air their views. Come to Facebook. Talk. Say what you want to say. Biafra is an open land where everybody can express their views. Director, our aim is to restore Biafra. Our restoration, it will be.
Amen. Amen. Second, and amen.
We are with you. May God bless all of you. Director, may you continue what you're doing.
Thank you very much. Thank you and God bless you. That was Barrister Bamezu, the very eminent barrister we have in England. He is a barrister and not just a solicitor. He's also a barrister and attorney at law in England of all places. Not just a solicitor. Let's take this call and then you come in. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are, please.
Yes. Good evening. God bless you.
Yes. Good evening.
I'm calling from Ghana.
You're calling from Ghana. Go ahead.
Sir, when I hear you are doing a great job, very great and mighty work, sir.
Thank you.
I am a blessing.
Thank you.
Sir, we shall encourage the reggae blessing. I'm a student of the new human rights initiative.
Yes, your line is breaking up. Your line is breaking up. I'll try and get you on a more secure line. It's breaking up. Please, Uchemefo, we have you on the line. Stay where you are. Please stay where you are. Can you hear me? Please stay where you are. Stay where you are. Please, stay where you are. Reverend, complete what you were saying.
Yes, as I was saying before. Yes. Freedom of expression
is human right issue.
Yes.
We are free to express ourselves anytime, anywhere, without it is our opinion, whether it is right or wrong. Yes. We must respect one another without turning to violence. So let me state again, two goals as I try to express it. Horizontal mission and vertical mission. We have not come here to stay. One day, I will not be here very soon. I'm getting old. And none of us who is 50 years or 25 years old, in the next 50, 75 years, you will not be here. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after death comes judgment. The question remains, where are we going from here? So there's a vertical direction we are going, and one day we will be accountable. God will call us to account. But while we are here on the horizontal level, we are called to maintain social justice.
Yes.
Respect for whoever. It is a human right issue. So Radio Biafra, as I said, as I understand it, is a point where we can begin to talk about Biafran problem. It's a point where we can say, we have stayed one Nigeria for a long time. Why not we be on our own? When we are on our own, of course we are humans, we are all Igbos, we know each other, then we can start to fight our own battles.
Yes.
Alright? And we cannot be afraid of different opinions.
Never.
So whether Abia is fighting Igbo state or whatever,
it's normal.
That is all in the house. It is within our own house.
Democrats are fighting Republicans.
Exactly. And where there is social justice, we have to get the law that will address our issue. Respect for the law is the respect for the human right. And the law must be a democratic law that will respect all people, no matter their color, no matter their creed, no matter whatever you are, you're a human being, you have a right.
That's correct.
Radio Biafra is a starting point where we can, in a situation like this, say, okay, this is our problem. We want to be a nation. We want to be our own. We have tried it for years. It didn't work. What is it that is stopping us? Is it because we are fighting each other? No. Igbos will always be Igbos. We can brothers fight, sisters fight. But then, when we are on our own, we will have a law to say, all right, this is what you get by fighting. This is what you get by being greedy, trying to take advantage. We are Christians. Igbo land is blessed. I stand upon that. At my age, we have a lineage to the Jewish nation. It yet has to be proved, where did we come from? I don't want to bother you with that. But there is a history of the process we took before we landed where we are today and people are pursuing that. The mission for Radio Biafra must be to bring all Igbos together to say, okay, we have a problem in Nigeria. We have dealing with Nigeria for some time. Can we all sit down, include all Nigerians? It's democratic freedom. You want to go, you want a nation, okay, let's talk about the boundaries. Let's talk about the things that connect us with Nigeria. Let's all, after all, the Scandinavian countries, Norway, Sweden, and Denmark, they are all small places.
Yes.
But they are independent countries.
Yeah.
What is it that is stopping Nigerians? In fact, I believe my philosophy, Nigerians, every Nigerian as it is now, when we go on our own separate way, the east, west, and the north, we will be more productive. I would say the millions of people unemployed
we will start to tap into the natural resources that God has given us.
Yes.
We will start to explore.
Mm-hmm.
We will start to invent things.
Yes.
Because Nigerians are smart people. Igbos are smart people.
Yes, we are. But okay. Hold on to that. We'll come to that in a yes. second. But we want to do is to also go around to get the panelists' perspective before we go to Uchenna Four, who is waiting. We have somebody also from Ghana waiting. Yes, yes, please.
Yes, I
will come to this.
I wanted to touch on the veteran, the veterans are called
from Canada.
Yes, saying that Igbos are corrupt and they are fighting each other. The issue of corruption, I don't know if the caller is listening. The reason why you have corruption in Igbo land today, I can state confidently, is because of the Nigerian.
It's family. Because of Nigeria.
Nigeria is a place where corruption, you know, grows into a monster because nobody is covering corruption. And besides, the most corrupt people are not Igbos in Nigeria. Most of the people that, if you are listening also, 83% of the oil blocks belongs to the northerners. That to me is corruption. That they got that 83% through corruption, not through any hard work. So this notion of Igbos are corrupt is one of the most misconceptions that is being put out there. And that's just what I want to.
Yes, thank you very, very much for that. We have Uchenna Four on the line. Madam, wanted to say something.
Yeah, I wanted to touch on what he was saying before about getting the Biafrans together.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people have different perspectives about this Radio Biafran.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, we just have to listen to them. And based on what the military or whatever veteran whoever
he cannot be a Biafran.
My
veteran.
Dad at his age right now,
mm-hmm.
he even wants to have a gun to go and fight.
And he fought.
And he fought, and I will tell him, you are not that age anymore. You leave it for the younger ones. And he will tell me, if you guys know what we did during those days just to get this Biafra to be where it is, but it wasn't happening.
Yeah. Mm.
So I was just saying, because he has to be the one to encourage this program that is going on, that we should come up. And if the problem about Nigeria being corrupt, Nigerian being greedy, Nigerian being bad, we have to get together in this Radio Biafra. This is the time, the area where we have to get together. Not to be blaming one person, blaming the other. Because we are all one. We have to get together, talk about it. With our one mind and our one thoughts, we fight for this. In different way, like the other people did.
Yes.
And that way we get it. But saying that we are not going to do nothing is not that good. It's not even... He's supposed not to say it at all.
Yes, it's a you good know? Thing that you're telling him. Maybe you'll understand that your own father went to war, had wounds in the war, and he said, when you see a Biafran soldier, they won't even need to announce it. But if you ask them what do you think about Biafra, from what they will start telling you, you don't know they are Biafran soldiers. One year, Pota grew up poor, mad here, but you say he was a Biafran soldier, went from here to that hospital and back. Did they get the hospital? The answer is no. And he's saying he's a Biafran. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, my name is Uchenna Four.
Yes.
And I'm calling from London.
Yes.
Radio Biafra London Studios.
Go ahead. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead. You're doing a wonderful job there. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Yes, I want to thank our brothers and sisters who are there with you. And I also want to thank you who have taken unparalleled steps in making sure that Radio Biafra live programming is being transmitted. Of course, getting to the end of the world. The caller that called, I don't know where he is from, but the one that is doubting the resolve of Biafrans, and in this case, Radio Biafra, I don't think he's an Igbo man in the first place. I don't think he's a Biafran to start with. He may have read a number of stories and came out to say what he doesn't. In fact, I want to believe that he was sent by somebody he was sent by Nigerian government. But wherever he comes from, the point is that anybody doubting the resolve of Radio Biafra, the new generation of Biafrans, on our direction to self-emancipation is hallucinating. He doesn't know what he's saying. Now, on the issue of Igbos fighting themselves, we have to know that conflict, disagreement, is as old as mankind.
Even in families. Even
yes.
Families quarrel.
So anybody that is advancing the issue of Igbo disunity or something like that, that as a result, Biafra is not going to work, that person is hallucinating, because even in Nigeria, are we in peace? Every tribe, every race, every nation, every nationality in Nigeria are fighting. Not just in Nigeria, not just in Igbo land, it's all over the place. In terms of corruption is everywhere, even in Canada where you are, even in the United Kingdom here. It all depends on degrees. And now, the guy specifically talked about corruption in Igbo land. And I want to ask him, all the corrupt practices in Igbo land, high-level criminals in Nigeria, where are they coming from?
How's that, Yoruba?
Yes. The IBBs, Abdusaramis, where are they? There are so many of them. There are so many of them who have stolen billions and nobody is talking. And the guy is coming here to tell us that we don't know what we are doing. He has something is wrong somewhere upstairs. So what we have to do is, anybody thinking that we are all out here to carry guns and rocket launchers and start fighting, that is not out of place. But what Radio Biafra is out here is for our people to have a change of attitude. All we need is change of attitude. A change of attitude that nobody, no gun, no intimidation can suppress. When somebody is talking to you, who and asking you who you are, you say you're a Biafran. You defend who you are. You defend the cause you're fighting for. If millions of Biafrans, if millions of Igbos, if millions of Ibibios, Efik, wherever they are, can stand up and say, we recognize who we are Biafrans, no Nigerian government is going to have a hand against them.
Never.
You can never defeat wishes. You can never defeat an ideology.
Never.
This is what Radio Biafra is out here to do, to change the attitude of our people, to come out from this cowardly act of, when you are being asked who you are afraid of mentioning Biafra, you are afraid of mentioning, even some of us are afraid of identifying ourselves as Igbos to start with.
It's terrible.
So this is very, very wrong, and it is a sign of a decaying generation or a decaying race. So Radio Biafra, first of all, let us put this clear to everybody that Radio Biafra is on a mission to educate and to inform our people. We are not entertaining anybody this time around. Biafra is in a peculiar situation in the sense that the Nigerian government, since after the war, has not wanted Biafra to be heard anywhere at all. And that is why Biafra history is not being taught anywhere, even in Biafra land. So we are on a peculiar mission, and Biafra is in a peculiar position to use whatever means we have at our disposal to make the world to know more about Biafra and Biafrans, to know, for them to know that we are still existing and that we are moving at a particular direction.
Yes, yes.
And that is restoration of Biafra.
Yes.
So we have to use every means possible to project to the international stage that Biafra has come back and Biafra is still alive. And Biafrans are pursuing their destiny. Nobody can remove it from us.
Exactly.
So that is the one of the that is the cardinal message we are sending out to people. And anybody discouraging or saying that person is fighting a lost battle, because you cannot stop an ideology.
Thank you,
stop a movement.
Thank you very much.
Especially when you're fighting with clean hands, with good conscience,
of course,
determination.
Thank you very much. Of course. Thank you very much. Stay where you are. Don't go away, please. Don't stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello, my name is Chinedu. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Chinedu, give us your full name and where you come from in Biafra. Your full name and your village.
I'm from Inishi in Ikeduru, local government, Imo State. Akachukwu.
Better, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to comment on that old man that called from Canada, where he called from. Honestly, that man needs to stone to death because he don't know what we are doing. You know, I am so bored. If that man is in Nigeria, I will be the first person that will stone him when he said that we are wasting our time. But I leave my sleep. Now in Malaysia is 3 to 4 o'clock a.m. and he said I'm wasting my time. You know, I am so bored. That man needs to be stoned today. And when you look upon that, when you go through his profile, that man don't have a house in Nigeria. Check his age. He was born 1940 and he's still living abroad. I don't think that man is planning to come back to Nigeria or that even Biafra country until he dies. So such a person, we don't need him. And he said he's one of those people that that fought Biafran War. I'm telling you, those people that died in Biafran War are angry. As I'm angry, I believe that they are angry. Their spirit are angry on what that man said. Please, Ronan, God will bless you. If such person could call next time, please, don't give him any time. Because that person needs to be stoned to death. He don't deserve anything good by saying that we are wasting our time. And as the only one asking him again, no game on your hands. Since he said that good things will never happen in we, Biafra people can never be free. Like, we suffering abroad. He himself, after war, he traveled to Canada. Maybe he has been a citizen in Canada. He has never go back to Nigeria to know what people are suffering there. And that's why he can say that we are wasting time. Such a person needs to stone to death. He don't need to live and see where when Biafra will exist. Thank you. That's why I'm so boiled, you know. I'm more than angry.
Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you very, very much. Let's take this call again. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are. We are in Toronto, in Canada. Go ahead.
I'm from Ishiachina in Aguata local government in Anambra. And I'm calling from Woodbridge, Ontario, a few miles from where you are right now.
Wonderful.
I want to thank you, especially Nnamdi Kanu, for this special medium you have created to bring our people together.
I got a text
from our president, and he said I should tune into Radio Biafra, and I must say it was the best thing that happened to me, that has happened to me this year, because I've been listening since the beginning of July, and I want to thank Mekwenche from Chicago and our brother Obi Mohalo in LA. They are very, very knowledgeable individuals.
Yes.
Their wisdom and insight is priceless. And God will see us too.
Amen.
Regarding the man that said he fought in the war, first of all, I don't think the guy is evil. I don't think he's Biafran. I don't think he fought in any war. Because my dad and his brother, they fought for the Biafrans against the Nigerians. And although my dad still has a bullet in his back to this day, but any day you ask him about Biafra, he speaks with pride. He tells you that it would be the best thing that happened to him. That he wish we could come so any So for this guy to call and say we are wasting our time, listen, Ekwe is not over time. He basically is a liar. This man is an agent of the devil. For him to come in and call, and people are listening. Some people's minds are not made up. For this man to come in and make such statements, It's just it is hurtful. That guy should actually pray to his God and ask for forgiveness. And
I think he's too upset. He's too upset.
Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah. Please, if you are listening, the man I called from Ubola Afonsoka, he didn't want to mention it. Hey, Bishi. We can sense you have a low self-esteem. You can't even mention your name, your full name. You stutter when you were asked, where are you from? You've been living in shame all your life. You went the temerity to come here and say, I had a like here. When you've been listening for only 10 seconds, Augustine, am I here? I know you are listening. If you are listening, I indulge you to call this radio station and apologize on behalf of Toronto people and on behalf of Biafra, or on behalf of Biafran listener, or for Biafran listeners, so that they can forgive you. Because Ipu Herano, and you didn't even have the guts to listen. He hung your phone.
He ran away.
And you say you are an old man, and tomorrow you want people to respect you. Please, do the right thing. Okay?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
And ask for repentance. We have a priest here.
Yes.
So he's leaving us very shortly, I understand. You have another appointment?
Yes, I have another appointment.
Yes, go ahead.
I want to make this note to my fellow Biafrans. I will be a Biafran until the last day of my life. As I said, I don't want to rehearse the history. I was 19 years old when I joined the Biafran Army in 1967. I have grown up kids. I have grandchildren in Toronto. I am one of those who are blessed because God gave me the opportunity to be trained, to be enlightened. There's nothing wrong with dialogue. But we must respect the basic human rights. If God is sharing us, what does He think? I said God loves everyone. Nigerians are not. The purpose, my understanding of
Radio Biafra,
everybody, my understanding of Radio Biafra is a point where we can start to dialogue, to talk about our problems and issues. We must talk about it.
Of course, yes.
Very soon I will pass on. I'm not afraid because I know we are going. Christ said, why should we gain the whole world and suffer the loss of our souls?
Yes.
Man does not die, we live forever. The question is, at the end of it, what do we have? So, as I encourage you, young man,
yes.
Yeah, that may be my age, or maybe I'm older. As I encourage
I'm very old, right? Yes. I'm a little young, but
yes,
I'm old.
That's all right. I want you to continue to pursue. If there's any way that all Igbos all over the world could make our voices heard,
yes.
What is happening in Igbo land? We all cry. In fact, those of us who have the education cannot go back. Like the last caller, I'm sorry, maybe he was misunderstood and he said what he said out of anger and frustration. He shouldn't say that. But where are we going to? Okay, many of us who are qualified to go, some people went home and they came back. This is my point. We must encourage the younger generation to engage in dialogue so that through dialogue we can establish our position in Nigeria. We can be on our own and then fight our own battles. Igbos, oh yes, we are tough people. We can always fight our battles. Somebody who is insane, the only person that can get hold of him is his brother. So I am not afraid to fight in Igbo land, to fight corruption. I am not afraid to fight greed that is killing us. The young people, we are blaming them, the armed robbers. They didn't have a good start. Because most of them were born after the war. 1970, 71, those who are
40 something years now. That's when they were born. Some of them don't have a clue. They don't know better. They didn't experience the rich Igbo land that I experienced in the 50s and 60s. A land to be jealous. So, and we know who we are. So my encouragement with the rest of Nigeria, we don't hate them. All we are saying, we have grown up. This is a civilized world. It's too late, like some of this brother said, we don't have to pick up arms and fight. But you know what? We can't rule it out. But we want them to live. Mm-hmm. We want to pursue our own life as Igbos.
Yes.
What is wrong?
Nothing.
Nothing in dialogue and said, listen, we want to be on our own. I encourage you as... according to my note, I'm not going to say we are on the air.
That's
so
right.
I don't want to say that very much. That's I will right. get in fact, I didn't prepare. If I had, because I have a note, if I knew that I would be speaking this way, I would have got my note. Okay?
We're here for the next
and a book that I'm publishing.
We're here
it will come out very soon. Yeah. So I thank my brother who invited me.
Yeah.
I, as I said again, it's an apology. I wasn't prepared. That's I can't right. say very much. But mm-hmm. I want to encourage you. I am with you, providing it is a dialogue.
Yes.
To get our people to start thinking
mm-hmm.
about our problem, Igbos.
Mm-hmm.
We are not better when it comes to... of course, we are human beings. We just have our troubles. But that is not something to frighten us.
That's right.
We can fight it.
Of course, we will.
All right? As Igbos, we can fight it.
We will.
So we shouldn't be discouraged.
At all.
Or be afraid.
Never
be afraid of dialogue. Amen?
Amen.
So may the Lord bless what you are doing. It's a ministry. One day, Christ will call you to account.
Yes.
What did you do? I gave you opportunity. Did you respect the human rights?
Mm.
Social justice. What was your mission? Why should you gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? Do you know him as your personal savior? What do you think about life itself? Okay. So, it's something that will be at the back of your mind. So that whatever you are doing, remember, we have a God in heaven
yes,
who rules in the kingdoms of men.
Yes.
And he will always be in charge.
Yes, of course.
Amen?
Amen? Amen.
So I leave it here.
Thank you.
I will come back
yes.
prepared to speak to my fellow Igbos.
You'll be welcome anytime. This is a public platform. This is radio.
Okay.
We
before, I hope you will stay here. And for supporting you, your journey, yes, we will talk about that. And we would leave you. God has given you a heart and a mission. Carry it on in a civilized way.
Yes.
In a civilized world.
Amen.
May God bless everyone.
Thank you very much.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you very, very much.
Amen.
Yes, at least our listeners will know that a priest was here. They speak very differently from us. Because they see God. We don't. The only thing we witness is God's mercy. We are very grateful for their presence. We thank them. We are impressed. And our brother is also here. Canada is impressive. We are very, very happy with what is happening in Canada. Because one name worker, I've been meeting very good-looking men since yesterday. I don't know why. Very handsome men. Another one is here as well, please. Tell them the noise is coming through to us. Give us your name, please, dear handsome brother. And where you come from?
Mere m ka mụrụ nwa afọ Igbo a ka gwara onye na-ehele
akwa
kpọmkwem eji m obi ọma niile na-ekele gị n'ụdị ije nke ị gara
ndewo
ma a sị na ọ nweghị anyị ga-ekuru eru egwu bi afra gbe agbanwe agbanwe ege m ọtụ okwu ha ụmụ Igbo okwu gbasara Biafra ji na-enute anyị
yes yes Canada is very Toronto is has done us proud I must say
ebe ịbịakwarala na this far asị ụra tọwa ụtọ ekwewe ekwewe
eziokwu
we will never leave you alone
thank you
ịgbagotele n'otu isi na-ebu agha n'ụdị nke gị taa ma achọrọ m ka ị mata na ihe a na-anụ nwa afọ Igbo wọ na Okunobi. I wonder be Biafra na wo hinga Nigeria.
Yes.
And the no wo la gi me ka Biafra koro because akpole ya ha na eligu akpokole ya na nwa.
That's correct.
We are not going back from it.
Never.
You know, this is a task that must be done.
Yeah.
But I am marala na ndi no gbara igburu. Ya mere I can change her in check the question.
That is correct.
Abraham, he was a rabbi from Bono Renola. Before Gawe Beni eliminated him, Bumba Taparaba, the can make us sign one over the kitchen. If some bullying he was a rabbi from this.
So Biafra has been in Toronto for a long time.
Yes, Biafra has been here. Now when you go to see him again.
Yes.
Biafra and I only one year in my new one Biafra and then we Biafra and Niagna Hagar in the streets of Toronto. Iwa Omo Wana with Biafra. Now pushing him is that we have never lost the war. We are still fighting the war. Only to the sign Alotala or Ekuhin. People, the war has not ended. It will not end in their killing us with whatever means they think they can.
That is correct. Yes.
It will not end up by whatever suppression or whatever this thing they are using to suppress us.
Yes.
We will fight until that name comes up again.
Amen.
In the Committee of Friends.
Amen.
In the Committee of Nations.
Amen.
There is no going back.
Not at all.
Biafra has come to survive.
It has come to survive. I'm so happy with Toronto, I must say, to the hearing of our listeners all over the world. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Your name, please, and where you're calling from. Your name and where you are, please. The caller on the phone.
Hello, my brother, London. This is Maureen calling from Kade.
Yes, one, your Monday, one. Biafra, Biafra,
I'm happy you're enjoying your stay here.
Yes, yes, yes. Toronto is very strong. We must commend them. They're very, very strong. Our people have turned out. Yes, we are very happy.
And I thank God that Jerry Kuhl is there as well. I just heard his voice and, because I've been trying to get in touch with him for a long time.
Yes,
he's been avoiding me. Thank God we have captured him right now.
Yes, he's here. He's here with us. He's here with us.
Okay.
Yes, we must thank you for all the effort you put into making this journey a success, making sure that Radio Biafra is here. Yourself and your husband has been very resolute and very determined. The family hosting us here are very, very determined and resolute. We like them. I don't even know between husband and wife who is more fanatical about Biafra. Maybe the wife is. You know, I'm very biased towards women, so I'll give it to her. We feel at home. I'm telling you, I feel relaxed. I feel that Biafra is coming even tomorrow morning. I'm telling you, I feel like I can go to bed, wake up, and Biafra is here with us. Canada has done us proud, I must say. Yes, go ahead.
What would you like to
say? Yes.
Thank you. Yes, I just want to chip in some little things about all the calls that have been coming in. I've been very keen listening to all the debates. And to the guy that called from Toronto as well, I don't know, this guy really say this is the first time he's hearing about religious blasphemy, because we have been doing this evangelism for the past 1 month. And all the messages that have been going out, all the calls, all the letters, and all the emails, and all the text messages, he just pretended asking you what is really that all about. If actually he thought in the world, he should be very optimistic about the struggle. And then, if he actually also thought in the world, he should be enthusiastic about it. He should be happy. And the claim that this war, he says that God should make it a realized thing in his own lifetime. But that is not the case, but from everything I have from him. My father also fought in the war. I was born in the war when the war was about to end. And I didn't even hear anything about the war. But even my father died 8 years after the war. I didn't hear my story from him. But from my mother, I had some stories, and from uncles and from aunties, I had many things about the war. And those things I had,
putting them together and hearing about Radio Biafra and with the whole the fire kingdom. And you know, I came in for it and I never regret even one bit. How much somebody who said his was in the world. I do have this question for him if he is listening. I want him to ask himself what led him to fight in the world. What brought about the war? What led him to go in the war first to fight? And what if those things had been addressed today? He experienced Nigeria before the war. He experienced Nigeria during the war. And he experienced Nigeria after the war. Can you join with them together? Can you ask questions? Or can you ask himself questions? Can you do some plus and minus and ask himself who those things have been addressed today? Is Nigeria getting any better today? Or even the government are they in any better situation today compared to what it was during the war and before the war? Maybe that guy is one of the people who are, you know, looking for political position in Nigeria because we have them all over the places and they never support us anything about Gaza because they are self-centered. He said we are greed, he said we are selfish, but I see him to be one among those things he mentioned because whoever is not a supporter of it should be fighting against it. What does he think? He said Toronto people in Toronto are not together, they are fighting each other. I'm betting that even in his own family, in his own father's house, there should be some kind of law there.
Of course there is. Of course there is.
Fighting is even there, and even Canada and there, they fought.
Yes.
So, he's doing like that. Whatever is going on between people or whatever is going on between one set or the other is not a hindrance for us going for the answer. That is the internal thing. We are coming together to get our freedom. When we get our freedom, we come together in house and resolve whatever issue we have. Those things, that guy is so myopic and I don't know, with his age, I don't expect those things we said from him. But if he said we are wasting our time, I think he wasted most of his time by making that call.
Yes, of course he did. And I don't glorify him by saying that he was a veteran, because I don't think he was. If he was a veteran, he would have been speaking that way. We've had... Yes, Uche's wife is here. The father fought in the war and is a veteran. The priest that left is a veteran. Our brother also is a veteran. So they are all fighting for Biafra. And somebody comes in and says, oh, I'm a veteran, but I don't want to fight for Biafra. These are fake people. He didn't fight. He just read a novel from somewhere and said, and claims he's a soldier. If he wants...
You know, because even my father fought in the war, he never believed, after the war, and after the war, he was never the same again. He never believed to be a Nigerian till he died. After the war, he came down to Lagos, he lived in Lagos till he died. Then he went back to Mandara home. But then, he never believed he was a Nigerian. Whatever he said, he always mentioned Biafra. Even in Lagos, he tells people that I'm a Biafra, I'm a Biafra, I'm a Biafra. And he let his people go, he still loves me, to always have that belief that we are Eagles in the flesh, Aigala. That is what he always say. In that, I go there, Aigala. Aigala, I will die. Because Nigeria, for him, Nigeria is just a child's play. So, I'm saying again, welcome, and thank you to everyone there who is making your stay a wonderful one. And enjoy your stay in Toronto, and we shall make you feel more better. Okay?
Thank you very much. We are grateful for your call. That was our dear sister, Maureen Ezechukwu, who is working tirelessly with the husband as well to make sure that the name Biafra comes up. She was instrumental in putting this together, and we have been received and accepted into Toronto. And I'm happy to say that the Biafran family is here. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello, Nambikana. This is Martins.
Martins.
I listen from Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes, Martins. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
We are doing very, very well. It's been a while. Yes, it's good to have you back. This is Radio Biafra. We are in Toronto, in Canada.
Yes.
Casting to the world. Please go ahead. Have you been following the program?
Yes, I've been following the program, and I want to thank you for all the wonderful work you and Chidera have been doing.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm fine.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. We're listening. Go ahead.
Okay.
Skype. Go ahead. Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Can you hear me? Go ahead and speak. Can you hear me? NCM.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yes, go ahead.
Let me call you back because I'm having a clash on my system.
You need to turn your system off. Yes. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good evening. This is Dr. Chukwu Legemba, calling from London.
Yes, thank you, Doctor. Thank you for calling. This is Radio Biafra. We are in Toronto. The world is listening. Go ahead, please. Turn your system down. Turn it off. We can hear the echo coming. Yeah. Turn it off, please.
Yes, I want to thank God for the journey messages throughout the USA and getting you and the Radio Biafra mobile team safely to Toronto. And also to thank our brothers who've been helping to make your journey less stressful and as enjoyable as the condition can permit. I thank them very much. And I've been partially following the program. I am very, very happy with the effort our brothers in Toronto are doing. They are continuing the effort of our other brothers around the world. And I want to use this opportunity to quickly remind our listeners and our brothers who lives in and around the London area that we are having a big Bélier meeting in London tomorrow, 13th of June. As of the 13th of July in Bannister House. Please take down this telephone number if you want to get rid of me. I can be able to direct you further. And the information is also on our Radio Biafra Facebook page. The details are there. But if you want to take down this number, I'll give it to you so that you can contact me to get more information or direction if you need. The number is +44 75 79 241 514. I repeat, +44 75 79 241 514. If you live in and around London, wherever you can make it to, please call this number and check Radio Biafra Facebook page, and the instruction, the address, the timing is there. It's in London, 7 p.m., 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. in Bannister House. Call the number. I will direct you so that I will not take much time for that, so that other people can also call in and join the program. We are looking forward to seeing you all tomorrow at the Bélier meeting in London. Thank you very much, and happily listening, and more grace to your Abraham Monday for your efforts. With the entire Biafra family is proud of what you are doing on behalf of the editorial board, on behalf of the whole of the Radio Biafra team. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. That is Dr. Chukwuma Egemba. He was calling to announce the meeting of Bélier Human Rights Initiative in London. Tomorrow is Saturday, isn't it?
Yes, tomorrow is Saturday, tomorrow, yeah.
Yes, he's calling to announce the meeting. Please, Doctor, can you give us your number once again, please? Your number, if anyone is lost, to call that number, making their way.
Yes, the number. Yes, the number again is +44.
Yes.
7579.
Yeah.
241 514. That's the number. If you call me, I'll help you with the direction on how to get there. The timing is, it is not Nigerian time, it's Biafran time. By Biafran time, I mean, it has to be exact. Yeah. We have 2-hour jam-packed meeting.
and we have to get everything done within that 2 hour slot we have. Since 6 to 8 p.m. So no Nigerian time, is Biafran time, 6 o'clock. We have started, 8 o'clock, we are done. So we're looking forward to see our brothers living in and around London, wherever you can make it to London tomorrow. We'll be glad to welcome you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That was Dr. Chukwumeke, a member of the editorial board of Radio Biafra. We are welcoming you. We did tell you that when we come to Canada that our Skype is going to work, and is working now. We're very pleased about that. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, everyone. I thank you once again, the director of the incorruptible radio station of the sovereign state of Biafra.
Of course, it is.
More grief to you ever for the good job you are doing. My name is Aopilo Anthony. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Yes.
I want to thank you for the good job you are doing, and I just want to make one or two contributions.
Yes, go ahead.
There are things that, hello?
Yes, go ahead. We're listening. Go ahead.
There are things that, makes me to call Radio Biafra most of the time. Number one is when Radio Biafra is being attacked, I always react, because that is the only thing I know I have as a Biafra, and that is the only thing that puts joy into me. I want to say something before I come to the man that said, I want to speak on the Igbo unit or whatever. I want to tell we Biafrans, or we call the Igbos, that there won't be unity in our midst, in as much as Igbos are under Nigeria. It will not work. Let us not expect a day that will come out that the whole Igbo will be one and speaking one voice. It is impossible. So it's better we have this vision, this focus of looking for our Biafra. By the time Biafra comes, I tell you, those Igbos that... Hello?
We are listening. Go ahead. We are listening to you. We don't interrupt. Go ahead, please.
Those Igbos that are not with us will come. I want to read a verse of scripture, direct, if you give me time. I'm reading from 4 Samuel chapter 14. I want to read verse 20 and verse 21. I was just reading this Bible, this verse of scripture, and it gives me an insight. And then I read, then Saul and all his men rushed out to the battle and found the Philistines, killing each other. There was terrible confusion everywhere. Verse 21 is where I want to emphasize. Even the Hebrews, who had previously gone over to the Philistine army, revolted and joined in with Saul, Jonathan, and the rest of the Israelites. Hello?
Yes, we are listening. Go ahead.
Hello?
We are listening to you. Go ahead, please. We are listening.
Okay, so you now understand that what is happening to us has happened. These are the Hebrews who went and joined the Philistines. Why there is problem in their camp? Because they were under the Philistines. This is the kind of thing that is happening. It is only when we have our sovereignty, it is only when Biafra has been resurrected or restored, that this unity we are talking will come. That is the only time we will see the whole Igbo coming together, speaking with one voice. That is what I want to say.
Hello, have we lost him? We may have lost him. Maybe his credit is gone. He's a very good contributor of Radio Biafra. He calls in all the time, and we're grateful to him. Yes, please, my dear brother. And at Government College, we don't say senior. You know that. At Omwahe, we don't say senior. There are many other ways to describe people who are older in class before you. I didn't meet you at Government College. Before I came, you had already left. You served your country, you went to Government College, and you're here in this country, a very successful man in your own right, and you still believe in Biafra. Why do you still believe in Biafra? That's what they want to know. Why do you still believe in Biafra?
I'm a Biafran veteran. To be honest with you, I was born a Biafran, I'll die a Biafran. Question of Nigeria, I haven't seen what I gained from Nigeria. You know, 1960, when Nigeria has independence, I was in class 2, that is after the second year in primary school. What did Nigeria give us? They gave us a plastic cup for independence and powdered milk. That's what I got as a in Nigeria and for our independence. What even have I gotten from Nigeria? Nothing. When I left Nigeria,
you got plastic cup.
Plastic cup with a Nigerian flag and this and that. You know, anybody who was there then will know we got a plastic cup and a powdered milk. That's what they gave us for independence.
Yes.
Coming to Canada way back, you know, when I came here, I paid my fare to Canada and what is called repatriation fee, £150. Nobody repatriated me from Canada. Who will refund me that £150?
So Nigeria's owe you £150.
I have the receipt.
Can sue the consulate here, the embassy. Give me back your money.
So when we came here in the '70s to go to university.
Fraudsters.
Counterparts from the north and the west. We have some of them. They have federal government scholarship. They have state scholarship. They have CEDA. They have Commonwealth scholarship. Four scholarships. For one person attending university in Canada.
Some are four scholarships,
federal, state, CEDA, and Commonwealth scholarship.
For Hausa people that came here?
Hausa and Yoruba boys that came here.
At the same time that you came?
At the same time we came. You know, we were laboring hard, you know, to go to school. And when you don't pay your school fees, the school administrator will be wondering if you're from the same, you know, country. And why do you want me to love Nigeria? Nigeria has not done anything for me, and I don't think they would ever do anything for me.
They can't do anything. So we're very, very grateful for that. Yes, please go ahead.
So, you know, question of, in fact, that's why I'm lukewarm about anything in Nigeria here. You know, they say, you know, one Nigeria for what? Yeah, people are killing my people in Nigeria, and they want me to come and laugh with you here and pretend that everything is hunky dory. It's not. I'm not a good actor. What you see in my face is what is in my heart.
Yes.
You know, I can't pretend with you. I have individual friends that are Yorubas and Northerners. We still maintain the friend, but question of this Nigeria, forget about it. We are not one country, you know, and it can never be one.
It can never be. Thank you very much.
I take O Israel,
of
please.
Of course. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. We thank you for waiting for a long time. You've been waiting and waiting and waiting. We have a lot of queue going on. We're also asking Martins and UCM to please call us back from Atlanta. Martins, please call us back. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah. My name is Akumefuna Dibibu. I'm from Umunede.
Akumefuna Dibibu from Umunede, yeah?
Yes.
Thank you.
I just want to tell fellow Biafrans that we are just warming up. There is a lot of things that will happen on the way, you understand, before you achieve Biafra.
Yes.
Like our old politicians, they can bribe somebody to call and spoil your people's mind, so nobody should worry, vetroom or no vetroom, anybody that call and talk rubbish, because it's an open something. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, we don't sense.
Yeah, so you people should not worry. If somebody call and say, why are you having, I'm so this, so many things are going to happen. They will call and say all sort of nonsense. So if you are a truthful Biafra, you should not worry whether somebody calls and say, why are you looking for Biafra, that kind of things. You understand? That is all I want to say to them, that they should not worry if anybody, because they will pay people, even push people to any kind of country to front there, let them call them and they spoil it. You understand? They have their own strategies too. As we were planning this, they are still planning to get rid of Biafra too. So let nobody worry about that. Yes. So if anybody, a true Igbo man, you understand, will not call and say, this is let us, what is Biafra, and this is a true Igbo man, you are supposed to know that he will not say that. You understand?
Yes.
So these are the people that they have been, they have buy them over. You understand? So one leg there, one, maybe they give them some money to do that. You understand? So let nobody worry about that. Just continue, Namdi, to do the good work that you are doing. Everybody is behind you. You understand? So that is all I have for my brothers.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much. Yes, my brother, before our dear sister comes in, what do you have to say? The only thing to add?
Yes, I was just going through the... When you asked our dear brother here why he chose to be a Biafran.
Yes.
You know, somebody asked me that question one time. I said I chose to be a Biafran because I am saying. The only people that choose to be to remain Nigerians are mad people.
They are lunatics.
You can't continue to claim to be a Nigerian, and the evidence is there telling you that Nigeria will never work. This is a country where corruption, evil, fake people dwell.
Terrorism.
And you continue to, you want to impose such nationality on me.
God forbid.
It's not, like I always tell my own people, that don't allow people to socially engineer you.
Yes.
Into accepting something that is not working. The evidence is there. There are no lights, there are no good roads, you continue having bad leadership.
Yes.
You've had over 52 years. What have you done with the country?
Nothing.
What have you done with Nigeria? You keep producing terrorists.
That's what they give us.
There was a terrorist that tried to blow up the American airline in Detroit. There's another one that beheaded a British. These are the kind of people you produce. You produce corrupt leaders. And how can somebody stay, for the fact that somebody can try to, you know, market this type of country and, you know, to me and expect me to accept it?
No, it's unacceptable.
It's I don't know, if I accept it, then I'm not normal.
Yes.
Whoever accepts this thing is not normal. And I can say today that there are many Nigerians that are not normal. Many of them, they don't know it. They are no longer normal. They are crazy for accepting such a nationality.
Yes.
Something that is obvious. A failed state. And people keep clinging onto it. It's like when you have there is something called Stockholm Syndrome. Where you see your oppressor.
You fall in love with your oppressor.
You know, this is what Nigerians
are. Person killing you fall in love with the person.
Nigeria is, you know, oppressing Nigerians. And Nigerians accept Nigeria.
It's terrible. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra, please. Your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yes, my name is Kelesho Feleta. I'm calling you from Wellington, New Zealand.
Wellington, New Zealand. Go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Thank you so much, Nand. Well, I want to use this opportunity to thank the Equensha people.
Yes.
For the way they have educated us in the past couple of days.
Yes.
And, you know, it's something that, you know, we all appreciate because they have actually enlightened us on things that we didn't even know about Biafra.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm actually calling just to correct the impression that the, you know, so-called veteran, you know, that I met called a few minutes ago, you know, regarding the fact that we are wasting our time in what we're doing. In fact, I disagree with him totally. But anyway, I want to educate our people on some facts. We have to look at that man, you know, from a medical perspective. You know, some soldiers here in the Western country, after war, they get rehabilitation. And that actually corrects their minds, you know. They prepare them back to, you know, to the society. But some of these different soldiers, after the war, they never got any rehabilitation. And, you know, in medicine, there is something that they call post-traumatic disorder. It can actually be triggered by anything that caused that trauma. It's a psychological problem. It's, in fact, the trigger, like issue of Biafra. When the issue of Biafra is raised, since this man said that he had wounds during the war, you know. So whenever he hear the word Biafra, it triggers the anxiety. You see? So he is bound to act in any manner at that moment just to try and prevent himself from ever going near to same experience again. So, you know, we should actually acknowledge that fact. And if we do, I think it will help us to understand why some people behave the way they behave. And, you know, it is still the problem of Nigeria. Had it been Nigeria reconciled properly with their friends, you know, after the war, some people would have been treated, you know,
because they were not treated, they didn't get this rehabilitation. They are bound to be behaving the way they are behaving. And I think it was still a weapon that Nigeria fashioned against Biafra, so that they will actually keep them disturbed in their mind, so that whenever they hear, you know, they will actually encourage people to bring up the issue of Biafra again, ever. So if we can put the, you know, this medical aspect of our people in mind, it will help us to understand when people ring the Biafra radio to call and say nonsense, be them veteran or not, we will actually look at them from another angle and say, where are they coming from? So, you know, because he's not only this man, that's a lot of our Biafran veterans have refused to tell their young ones what actually transpired during the war. Yes. Because they are so scared that when if they tell them, they will refuse to mingle with the Hausas and the Yorubas. You know, it's actually not helping us, because not telling us, it's actually very, very bad. We don't know where we stand because we don't have the actual facts. They should come up and tell us the truth. If we have all the truth, it doesn't matter. If we still want to mingle with the Yorubas and Hausas just for the game, we can. But in all honesty, we already know. The history of war has been, you know, it has gone through nations. No particular war. We have never had any history of a war where people were buried alive. You know? Yeah. We need to come up and tell the truth, write our own history. Nobody will write our history for us. We will write our history. And I thank God for Equation people that they have already started doing this. And we all will have to come together, help them make the history of Biafra known to the world. Thank you very much, Imam.
Thank you very much for calling. Thank you very much. Yes, my brother, go ahead. And because we'll be rounding up, we've overrun. We've gone for more than 2 hours today due to the excitement we're having, due to the fun that we're having here at the home of our dear brother and the wife. Please go ahead. What would you like to say? And then we'll bring the program to an end. Make it a conclusion so yeah. We can go around.
Biafra, Nile Negenti. Ejimo here and ekele onye ọwụla na ekele kwa nwanne anyị nwoke Nnamdi wetara unu ozi ya. What it has come with is sensitization, creating the awareness that nothing is going to derail us from this mission. Oya kam chọrọ ka unu mara. Let there be no amount of word from any person that may be to be discouraged. Don't be afraid of opposition or criticism. Actually, I'm going to give you an example from places like USSR. There were a bunch of people put together by unceremonious marriage. But today, where they are, we only all are Nazahane.
Yes.
Don't forget about Yugoslavia. How many nations came out of Yugoslavia now? Look at the Czechoslovakia. The Czechs are different. The Slovenia are different. So our own case will never be different. Chineke emene kaimarana. Even when David was discouraged, he still came back.
Of course.
And victory became his and that of his people.
That's correct.
No. Ekwerem that Owunani Biafra wo Allah that will provide the black race with a good welfare package. Why won't this welfare package come? If the Germans still pay reparation to the Jews, ihe mere he ahaka sodomy, ahaka ogugu agurundi, where even our ladies, young ladies, were taken to a leprosy colony. We are gang raped by lepers. Before some were set ablaze, some were torn apart, some had their eyes removed from them. Pregnant women, eke wara hafo, we futafu to suji a kwobo. And somebody shinade hema asumu biafra na muhobo riwe, that they should not take what has been taken away from them. You can't belong to a name that doesn't want you. And I will be in Nigeria. If you check the story, even since 1945, Otakane Wundi, I got no trouble on Lugwausa. Even up to today, nobody is buying those houses. Ndị Igbo ekwerele gaa na mba ọwụla nọ na Nigeria, na-ewulite ha elu, na-egosi ha otu na-eji adị ndụ, entrepreneurship. Still, we are not wanted. Ha esila ebe ahụ bịakwute n'azụ ụlọ anyị, mee ka anyị na ndị Rivers ghara ịdị na mma, mee ka anyị na ndị Calabar ghara ịdị na mma. Ha esila ebe a maka a maara ha na peninsula belongs to the Igbo race. Ndị Yoruba asaịnara ha na treaty. They took it away from us because Chineke gọziri anyị with resources to enable us be that black nation in the world. So what I am saying in SS is, we will no longer, we have refused to answer that name, Nigeria, because I will never be afraid.
Yes.
We don't want them to keep on killing us. We don't want them to keep on exploiting us. We have refused to take that dehumanization they are doing to us. And what it takes is, let every Igbo man receive this kingdom first in his heart. When we have the kingdom in this heart, our kingdom is established. And nothing by this evil men will stop us from enjoying the fruit of Biafra.
Amen.
All my Biafra will be there. I got that umu graduate and young men were honor. The nation can package a welfare that all every 2 weeks, every month, if they can only go and get 10,000 from the government, stealing will go away. Kidnapping will go away. Because only graduate go charakuko, ye mwe 10,000 omu likiji, uwe edin the tiyas lo chasai. Ya chin will be a ye wo to bottle be a home. Outchiba transport, if you submit the application, he will get money from what the government that will protect him will give to him. We are to correct all these anomalies in our society. And the only way we can correct it is standing firm behind Biafra. So, you know what I'm going to do? Because this is a good news. And everybody needs to embrace it. If you are ashamed to identify yourself as a Biafra, maybe Igawo Amogosa, or you will be born again now instead of being born again.
Thank you very much. We are very grateful. We are very, very grateful. Please, your closing remarks.
Yes.
Ndị Igbo, ndị wonu. Kansoni Igbo. Asonyo Lena Boka na Chintoke. Agwara ya during the war, you know. Ndị Biafra na-ehikwala ụra, onye ndị Yoruba gburugburu na-eche ndị nche Igbo, ndị ụmụ Biafra na-ehikwala ụra, ka anyị hapụkwa n'ihi ụra. Ihe ọjọọ dị n'obodo anyị, anyị ga-ebido ugbu a kwakọwa onwe anyị. Izu ọbụla e nwetara Biafra, anyị ga-alaka ụmụ Israel. Ọ bụrụ ụlọ nwere n'obodo Eremia, anawa ala Biafra, ọ ga-eme m, Chineke ga-eme ome m n'ihu. Ama akpọ ụmụaka m laa ala Biafra. Kpọrọ ha Arụchukwu, Amuvi Village, Okoro Agbọ, ndewo na udo dịrị unu.
Ndewo, ndewo.
Yes, in keeping to my last, it's very simple. Nigeria can never offer you anything. I'm directing this message now to Igbos who are not convinced that Biafra is the only solution. Nigeria can never offer you nothing other than death, agony, tears, and backwardness. This is what Nigeria can only offer you. Biafra is the only solution. In the 3 years of Biafra, it became the most advanced black nation on earth. In 3 years. So you can imagine if it becomes independent. This is a question for you. Do you want to remain in the backward place
for
the next hundreds of years, where your children can never be proud of? Or you want to belong to the light, which is Biafra?
Yes.
This is a question I will encourage us, those of us who are not yet convinced, to sleep over and think of. Especially those who are outside of Nigeria, those in advanced countries that is still embracing Nigeria. You live in an advanced country like the United States, Canada, England, and you still embrace Nigeria, but you don't want to go back to Nigeria.
Doesn't make any sense.
How can you embrace something from the outside? It makes no sense. So think about your children and your children's children. Read about Biafra. You understand where our director and those of us, the like-minded ones, are coming from. So think about it, and hopefully you will make the right judgment decision. You know, you make the right decision to support, you know, what Radio Biafra is doing and bringing out the truth to light. So God bless everybody, and God bless Biafra.
Thank you very much. We say God bless you. Yes, and the lady of the house.
Well, all the Biafran listeners, before I give my closing remark, I want to thank you all for listening, and for those that are calling to give their own contribution, and for those that are just listening and still thinking about what to do, whether to accept the Biafran message or not to. You've heard all my brothers, the Biafran here, they've said it all. You just decide. It's left for you. Because this is not, we said it's not one person's fight. It's a group. We have to group up. We have to team together.
Yes.
Because if you think about it, you may never be sure whether is it going to be happening, is it not going to be happening. That's a question of doubt. You have to believe that Biafra is coming to stay. And having listened to the callers that called and those that are discouraging people for not to accept this message, I want you to think and think so very deeply, because so many people there are trying to accept this message with one condition, and is this, that Nigeria is not a Biafra, it's a name given to them as a one country. We Igbo are the Biafrans, and we are trying to let you know that this Biafran that is coming is not going to be like Nigeria, that people have given a stereotype as an greedy people, and so many bribes going on. We all know that, but this Biafra that is coming in truth. Everything is going to be an open book. You have to read it. You know what is right, you know what is wrong. You will see the red. If you decide to go through the red, that's your own. You know, when they say, before they crucified Jesus, they said one person among the 12. Nobody knows who. In all 12, there will be a Judas. We know there will be evil. They will be trying to withhold us down, but we're not going to let them. So I want you, all the Biafran listening, please, I encourage you, think about why you want to be a Biafra, or your father, why your father went and fought for Biafrans. Ask your father or your uncle or your brother, why is this Biafra? What is all about? If you're not getting what we are telling you, if you are still confused, if your brother or your father or your uncle is sincere about Biafra, not like the person that called and telling us that we are just wasting our time. We don't want you to go and talk to the person like that. So having said all that, I want to thank our brother Namdi, that is taking all his time, even though he hasn't slept for a few days now, and he still has the opportunity and the energy to host this 2.5 hour broadcast from Toronto, Canada. I want to thank him, and thank him from the bottom of my heart on behalf of the Biafrans in Canada. And we pray that our God, the good God who have brought you out to start this race, will lead you through, and we will actually actualize this Biafra to come to stay, in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 I think you've concluded it all anyway. I don't think I have anything more to say than to thank everybody here in Canada, especially Uche and the wife who are hosting Radio Biafra here in Toronto. It's a pleasure and an honor to be here. We started having joy from all the way from Atlanta. Our people came out
Others didn't come out, but the dedicated ones came from Atlanta. We went to Corpus Christi. From Corpus Christi, we went to Houston. From Houston to Dallas. From Dallas to San Francisco. From San Francisco to Los Angeles. From Los Angeles, we went to Chicago. From Chicago, we are now in Toronto. Anybody who tells you after all these trips, people I have not met before, they are hosting Radio Biafra with joy, sustaining Radio Biafra as we go along, giving us accommodation, feeding us, transporting us from one place to another. Yet you're saying Igbos are not united. It doesn't make any sense at all. We know we are great people. People have misunderstanding. Even in families, you may have quarrels now and again. But we know where we're going because we are the children of the light. We are headed towards the light. And the good Lord in heaven is our guide. We thank you all for listening. We shall be returning to you in the next 2.5 hours. Believe it or not, in the next 2.5 hours, we'll be back on the air. 7 p.m. here. It's called Eastern Time, is it?
Yes.
Eastern Time, or is it Eastern Standard Time in Canada? 12 midnight in Biafra Land and 12 midnight in Israel. We thank you all, and we also thank you, Chairman, for who made it possible from London, and also the entire membership of the Desiro Board that made the coming of Radio Biafra possible. All I do is to serve the people of Biafra. I have not done anything. All I do is to serve our people. The people that made this possible is Radio Biafra Editorial Board in England, the Worldwide Editorial Board, and also Bilie Human Rights Initiative, by which I mean Uchenna Four, Dr. Chukwuma Egembanwada, Manachi Okpara, Barrister Emma Mezu, Barrister Emeka Adolfo Emekesiri, Chukwuma Ebunyeze, but especially our principal benefactor and financier of Radio Biafra, Moses Nwigwe, and also the custodian of our purse and the man who has done so much to keep us on the air. His name is Chukwudi Ofoma in Australia. We thank all of you one after the other for what you have done for the liberation of your fatherland. We also remember our dear brother Clifford Iranya for his dedication, for his commitment, moral, financial and otherwise. We remember our dear sister Maureen Ezechukwu. We remember Ngozi Mata, who is in Sweden. We remember Rita Anibogo. We also remember Carol Monday. We know all the people who are working. We know who the Biafrans are. We love you all, and God bless you one after the other. Rejoin us again in the next 1.5 hours. I'm Nnamdi Kanu from Toronto. God bless you.
Oh, my dear, I'll be cool, I guess, yeah.
Oye chekubo lisa, omesi ogade mwa Omu mwebye odiku wakasye Omu mwebye obulolu ekwensu Omu mwebye odiku wakasye Oye welu ndede, otesi ogade mwa Ananti asili umwenu wo Ananti okumu wo Ananti asili umwenu Ibi mena numu wagasilele